Like that? Like that? Like that? Alright, alright. Dum, 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 dum. Okay, it's the coldest day of the year, which is why we've brought Iggy Baby into our air-conditioned podcast studio.
You gotta keep it air-conditioned.
Fortunately, you brought a sweater and a Dr. Pepper, so should be all right. I don't know how the Dr. Pepper figures into that, but...
Oh, dude, it helps.
Is that your favorite soda?
Totally, man. 23 flavors.
The special potion.
Dude, there's like prune juice in that shit and... Like caramel, it's good.
Right on. Well, cool. First thing that you brought with is a collection of some new remixes that you did, three of them. And then we're going to check out your new EP under the alias Norit.
Yeah, for sure. It's all under the alias Norit.
Okay. Yeah. So this stuff is Norit as well.
Indeed.
Although when you hit the local clubs about town, it is Iggy Baby.
Yeah, yeah, as the DJ.
Cool. What's this first track that we're rocking right now?
This is the Martin Brothers. They're two brothers who make some really good house in San Francisco. And they had like a remix competition for this single. The song's called Dumb. And it was just open to the public. And I did one. And of course, it didn't make the cut. You know, but I still think it's a good tune.
Well, it made our cut.
Yeah, right? No, no, it did make this cut. That's all that matters.
Coffin burp was live, yeah. Just so
nice.
You know.
Nice.
Not on the remix.
I'm glad it was captured.
It's almost like we remixed it again.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Dr. Pepper remix.
Hell yeah. One and only.
So what's your approach to remixing songs? Do you have any particular, you know, sounds you like to bring to the table or skills?
It just depends on, like, what's given when I'm asked to do a remix. Like, if I have... Like, for example, in this song, I had, like, a lot of the synth parts and stuff, whereas sometimes if I were to do, like, a hip-hop remix, I'd just have the vocal track, you know? So, like, I use a lot of elements from the original in this, and sometimes I'll just, like, build a track from scratch and, like, cut up a vocal on it, you know?
Is it ever immensely frustrating just to, you know, have to work with what you're given and maybe be short on essentials?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's just hard, like, getting, like, a vocal track that might be hard to work with, like... You know, I don't know, like trying to write a new melody to something that has already been written to a different melody, but then trying to bring something new to the remix, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, that's kind of frustrating sometimes.
Are you of the mindset that a lot of remixes are better than the originals?
No, not necessarily. I like the fact that like a song can be reinterpreted to like fit some other completely different form of music, you know?
Cool. The next two that you brought are actually local bands remixed. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could give us a little preview of those.
Yeah, one is a remix from Boo and Boutou, or of a Boo and Boutou song. The title track from their record that just came out, the song is called No Tempo. And those are just like my homies. Like, so, you know, I was hanging out with them the entire time they're recording it, and I was just, you know, eager to like remix one of their tunes just because, like, I like their band and, you know, want to have, like, those guitar sounds and drum sounds and all sorts of shit to fuck with. So, like, I hollered at them for a long time about getting that, and I finally, you know, when the record was done, I got the parts and did that. And then there's a Shun remix that I did like Street Jizz. That song's been around for like, you know, it's been around for like 2 or 3 years or something before like...
Seems like even longer if you live around it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's been around forever. I remember when they like used to just play shows where it'd just be that song like 5 times in a row. And anyway, like I got the remix parts for that a long time ago as well. I might have even done a remix that was complete garbage probably. And then I was just messing around and reworked another one with like the one remaining part of the original I had, like this weird backup vocal. And I sent it to Chrissy, who runs Sleaze Tone, who put out the record, and he liked it and put it on the single, and that's out like on vinyl now.
Cool. Is this an exciting place to be as far as electronic and, you know, club music is concerned? Or are you feel like you're sort of like scraping the barrel to get people interested in, you know, what you do?
Yeah, definitely the latter around here, just because there's not much of like a scene for it, you know? Me and like a bunch of homies, like the Tactic dudes, you know, we're always like trying to build more of a scene around like the sort of tunes that we like and want to play out, but it's definitely tough. I mean, like Lawrence is predominantly like known as like an indie rock town, and everything in terms of what people want to go out and see kind of comes and fluctuates and stuff. I don't know.
But at the same time, you're, you know, broing down with the indie rockers, the Boo and Boo Twos, mm-hmm. and you know, there's
a
collaboration of sorts.
Yeah, definitely. But then, like, you know, like, I don't know, no one goes to their shows either. You know? Like, I feel like, I don't know, it's hard to, like, get kids to come out and get down. I don't know.
Just maybe it's the recession. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, no, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
that sucks. Bummer.
Did you feel a little bit dirty when you were remixing this song?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, no, it's definitely came across as like the theme of it. Like, I wanted it to just be like some really dirty shit, like some bump and grind shit, you know? Like, keeping in tune with the theme of the original, which is a pretty nasty little pop ditty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think of these fellas?
Oh, I love them. They're also my homies. I love the Shun. I've been seeing them since I was like, you know, 17 and shit.
Around here? Is this,
yeah,
is this
yeah,
where
yeah.
you've been?
Yeah. Like, grew up in Kansas City, yeah. Moved out here for school.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, seeing them play wherever.
Do you have to, like, sneak into clubs?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, a lot of the times it's, like, some all-ages shit, like, them at, like, some, like, loft space or something. So, like, you know, it wouldn't be a big deal.
Yeah. But at the same time, you know, like, these guys are doing something pretty cool, and they're getting out there.
Yeah,
I know. Maybe a little bit of an inspiration.
So stoked. Yeah. No, they're getting huge, which is, like, they've been deserving of that forever. Like, they've been pushing some weird envelopes for a long time.
Cool. So, you know, describe a little bit of, like, the scene that holds your interest the most. You know, what is it? What type of music, like, really has you psyched up right now? And where are your interests?
Shit, I don't know. I mean, I definitely have to, like, or kind of, you know, follow, like, the whole just, like, what sort of dance music is going on, like, everywhere else, you know, just in terms of, like, getting tunes to play.
And you DJ at Neon every week?
Yeah. Neon on Thursdays.
So how do you, you know, like, make sure you're, you know, you're up on it for Neon every week?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I'll spend a lot of time just, like, you know, browsing the internet for tunes, like, finding stuff that's, like
Napster.
Yeah, sort of illegal downloading things, like, I mean, blogs and stuff, you know. Like,
LimeWire.
You know, just, like, setting up lines, like, with other, like, producers and stuff and getting demos and stuff, like, just having fresh stuff to play out.
There's a lot more resources, though, that are legal and people want to share stuff, you know, like, MP3 blog aggregators.
Yeah.
Are you hip to, like, stuff like that? What's the big one?
Like, Hype Machine?
Hype Machine.
Yeah.
You can pull tons of cool stuff off there.
No doubt. I mean, just in terms of, like, finding out about so much music, the internet has made it a lot easier. And the internet is part of why, the only reason I was talking down on, not even talking down, but just expressing a little disappointment maybe for, like, shows around is because, like, most of where I've gone with my music stuff. Like, I have my tunes being played on, like, you know, radio stations overseas and stuff, and that's all just because of, like, the internet makes it so easy to, like, spread your tunes out, and, like, especially stuff like DJing and house tunes, you know?
Yeah. Like, do you ever remix stuff that's popular, like Kanye or something, just to try and maybe reach a little wider audience?
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. For a while, like, I was really kind of, like, hooked on just remixing, like, just doing, like, you know, bootlegs of 90s girl group stuff, like TLC and SWV, Brandy, like, Aaliyah, sort of, like, I mean, because I really am into, like, some, like, you know, R&B and, like, top 40 sort of hip-hop shit, like, you know, I like a lot of it. I mean, the good stuff, you know, not, like, the trite shit, but, like...
Yeah.
Well, I guess...
But the trite shit has a place, too.
Yeah, no, I don't dislike that either.
Do you try pleasure. And, do you try and incorporate both elements when you DJ, you know, a little bit of cheese, a little bit of not cheese?
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. That's like, definitely, like, you gotta throw some bones, you know, like, I don't want to be up there, like, high and mighty playing, like, the newest, hippest tunes if, like, no one, you know, you gotta, like... boogie down some R. Kelly sometimes or whatever, you know.
For sure. Have you ever met R. Kelly?
No.
That's a shame.
I know, right? I need to meet him. I heard he's illiterate.
I heard he smells really bad.
I'm sure both are true.
But if he's listening, I heard he smells beautiful, yeah, like right. Roses.
Yeah, no, sign me, R. Kelly, please.
And he reads leather-bound books by the fireplace.
No, dude, he can't read.
But if he's listening, we don't want to insult him.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Right.
Just kidding.
So this is the Boom Boom Tube.
Yeah, this
remix.
This is the No Tempo remix.
What song is it?
No Tempo. No Tempo, yeah.
Here we go. Stuff reminds me a little bit of like TV on the Radio or something.
Yeah. No,
I mean, that
no.
In a good way, of course.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, no, TV on the Radio.
In a very Boo and Boo Too way.
Word. Yeah.
But with your, you know, little magic,
little tweaks.
It's a little
yeah.
more. It seems like we're at a point where it's like all these disparate musical styles are suddenly like able to be put in the same.
I know, right?
Place.
Yeah.
You know, are you feeling that when you
like? Yeah, no, for sure.
When you know, surf online or just, you know, hear other DJs doing their thing these days. Like, what is different, you know, to your ears than, you know, the club scene or, you know, whatever you want to call it, maybe 5-10 years ago?
Yeah, it's definitely different. I feel like, especially with, like, a lot of these indie rock bands sort of having, like, more of, like, a danceable, like, tilt to their sound, like, it makes it really easy to, like, you know, get their tunes, you know, in another, like, avenue, like, you know, in the club scene, like, at clubs, if, like, they just hire, like, you know, some, like, producers to, like, you know, cut, like, floor-friendly remixes and shit like that.
Right.
So, I mean, it's definitely become more accepted and just more common in general. Like, Block Party had that whole, like, their whole, like, first record, like, remixed, you know, and that's just a common thing now, like, I feel like, which is good. I mean, it's great, like, bridging the gap between, like, rock and dance music, you know.
What are your, like your favorite songs to throw on if you really need to get things going, like at Neon? Or, like, some other place where you're DJing. What are your always works?
Word.
Tracks.
If I feel like... if I start to, like, choke or something, I'll definitely kind of go more, like, the throwback route. Like, maybe, like... I feel like if I drop Blue Monday at any time, like, people will dance to Blue Monday because it's Blue Monday. So a lot of, like, guilty pleasure sort of tracks as well, like some Aaliyah or something, like Are You That Somebody with Timbaland and, like, that sort of shit. I don't know, just something recognizable, like, usually works, you know.
Like Boom Boo Too.
Yeah, usually works, yeah, fuck yeah.
Okay, we've segued into Norit's Rhythm EP, and maybe you could give me a little introduction as to how this came together.
It's four tunes, a few of which were like just demos that I sent to the Tactic dudes, and they were like in the process of starting a label, and they liked a few of them, and like, you know, wanted me to get together, you know, four solid tracks, and they were gonna release it as like the first release, and that happened. It's been out. Since like November.
What's the label called?
Think Twice.
Cool.
And that's like a 2 WICE.
With the two live crew spellings.
Exactly. Two Weiss. Think Two Weiss. Yeah.
Cool. So this is, you know, built from scratch type electronic music.
Yeah, yeah. It's just some original tunes, like, you know, there's a bunch of samples from just random sources.
Mm-hmm.
Like this sample it's playing right now.
Mm-hmm. So what do you go for, you know, when you're doing Norit stuff as opposed to, you know, well, I guess it's all under the alias Norit.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like, what's the difference between you know, composing from the ground up as opposed to remixing?
There's really not too much of a difference between the two processes. It's essentially like the same thing. Like, I mean, coming at a tune with like ideas and then just like starting to work on it and seeing what happens and what works. So it's always like this weird. I'll go into a track with an idea of what I want to happen or want to come out with, and then, like, you know, it'll completely change, and maybe I'll just get frustrated and scrap it and start again. So it's always about, like, just coming at, like, each track with, like, a fresh new approach to, like, making a tune, sort of. But then using, like, conventions that I've sort of built for myself, like, part of the Norit sound, if you will, with little finger quotes.
Is what?
I don't know. I mean, like, definitely there's, like, a certain way I'll, like, treat vocals, like, a lot of the times just using them, like, cutting up certain sounds and bits, so it's not necessarily, like, understandable, but more of a percussive sort of thing, and definitely, like, a lot of strange percussive elements, you know, random samples from, like, you know, like, cross guard sirens to like swords dinging to like.
So if I were to go like what would you be able to cut that
yeah,
up?
No doubt.
And remix this podcast.
No doubt. This would be ridiculously easy to podcast, you know, or to remix. This would be ridiculously easy to podcast. I don't know what I'm saying. Yeah, dude. I mean, like if we had a straight audio file of you just like, yo, what's up? Yo, what's up? You know, just mm-hmm. cut that up.
I mess that a lot. Yeah. It's kind of expensive.
Yeah.
I don't know. My rates. Pretty high these days.
All right, well, I'm going to find a free vocalist then.
This podcast is free, though. Cut it up.
All right.
Chop it, and what do you call it when you slow it down?
Screwed, dude.
Screwed and chopped.
We'll chop and screwed.
Chopped and screwed.
The fuck out of this podcast.
All right. The real barometer of this music really is how it works on the dance floor, right?
No doubt, no doubt.
So when you throw your tracks on, you know, at the club,
mm-hmm.
Tell me about some of the experiences that you've had.
Well, I definitely, like, am sort of bashful with playing out my own tunes, and I kind of never do, you know, which is stupid, because I should be, like, testing them out and stuff. I just worry about, like, you know, I'm going to, like, be playing one of my tunes in the middle of the sixth set, and it's, like, going well, and then, like, it comes on, and no one's, like, into it, and then I'm, like, just totally crushed, and I'm, like, fuck it, and, like, you know, play Aaliyah for the rest of the night. But, I mean, there's, I don't know. I mean, sometimes, like, I can just sneak it in and not think about it, and people continue to dance, so that's, like, a good thing. Mm-hmm.
But late at night, all alone, when you're dreaming, you know, what do you envision for these tracks?
Oh, word. I mean, like, I probably envision, like, a group of, like, bros, like, headbanging and wilding out in some corner of the room, and then, like, a bunch of, like, big booty girls just, like, wilding out on their own, sort of, like, bouncing, like, Two Live Crew video style, and then, you know, like, a bunch of guys and girls or guys and guys or whatever and whatever, like, just bumping and grinding, just, like, a big throbbing mass. Is the goal.
Don't we all?
Yeah, right.
Dream of that.
Of so many bros wilding out. Yeah.
I like how you put that. Anything and anything wilding out.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't give a shit. You know, like dance with, I don't know, hopefully something that's alive and human, but like get down like how you will, how you see fit.
But within those guidelines, get freaky.
Yeah, get freaky. Get freaky. Never gonna sound like you. Never gonna sound like never gonna sound like you. Never gonna sound like and everybody move. Uh-huh. 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 You know the best beat. 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 The best beat. The best beat. I'm so fly. I'm so ghetto. I'm so fly. I'm so ghetto. I'm so fly. I'm so ghetto. I'm so ghetto. 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 Ghetto.
So in addition to being a resident DJ at Neon and also doing something called Get Crunk sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
At the Jackpots.
Word.
Maybe talk about that a little bit and any other sort of nights that you host.
Word. Get Crunk, like I started a couple years back, like in maybe it was 06, I guess, or something. Yeah. But it was just talking to Justin, who does booking at the Jackpot, and he like decided to give me like a once a month thing. It sort of never really took off. Like, no one ever really came. I mean, people would come sometimes. We had a couple good ones, but, like, same thing. And now it's just, like, an every once in a while sort of thing. If there's, like, a good opportunity to host, like, a nice show or something, like, someone's coming through, like, I'll definitely throw it again. But, I'm just sort of, like, fishing around to set up some other parties sort of at the moment. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure.
Did you do Get Crunk before you became part of the Neon crew?
No. I mean, I started Get Crunk probably after I'd been sort of involved with Neon for like maybe half a year prior to that. And, you know, slowly becoming like just playing more and more like as a guest. And then like...
Because that's such an empire.
I know. And I sort of like was like this like 18-year-old punk kid who started DJing and like snuck my way into it just by like... persistently hollering at those dudes and like playing with them a couple times and like
we fake just sort IDs
of, yeah fake IDs. Yeah, I used to like, I was always so bummed when I started DJing Neon because like I was like, fuck yeah, I don't need a fake ID, like I'm the DJ, and like I'd always get X'd, man, and I was like, god, I'm DJing, like why do I have an X, like I want to drink a whiskey and coke right now.
I think legally you're exempted from
the
liquor laws as long as you DJ.
Yeah, that, I feel
as long
like
as you're
that's on the
good
books.
DJ. That's, yeah. That's the criteria.
Yeah, and there's that smoking thing in Lawrence where you can like smoke on the stage if it's part of your performance or whatever.
Yeah.
So take advantage of that from time to time.
So you can get away with that, huh? You've...
Yeah, no, I mean, it's like on the books, apparently.
And it is part of your performance.
Yeah, no, I mean, I guess I could like justify it like, yo, like I'm trying to look cool and badass, like as
right.
I'm DJing, like it's my persona.
Right.
Iggy Baby smokes cigarettes nonstop. I don't know. But I mean, yeah, I want to smoke inside when it's cold out, you know?
Yeah. What sort of sounds and samples are figuring into this track that we're rocking right now?
So this is like a, it's like a remix of like this Royce Diamond track. And he's this MC from Kansas City. And a while back, I was seeing Sean approach, like, do a show at the Jackpot, and this guy, Royce Diamond from Kansas City, was, like, doing backup for him, and then, you know, like, at one part in the show, like, Sean was like, yo, like, this dude Royce is gonna do a song, and he played this song, which is called Everybody Move, and I was listening to it and just thinking about, like, how good of, like a house mix, like, you know, on top of it, like, the vocals would go really well, so, like, hollered at Sean, because Sean's a friend, Sean got the acapella, you know, built the track, sent it to Royce, like, he was into it, like, the Tactic dudes liked it and wanted to put on the EP, and yeah, I mean, like, I just got the acapella and just built, like, a brand new tune around it.
Did you ever get a kick out of like chopping up like urban black music and then playing it for white hipster kids?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I mean, yeah, those white hipster kids wild out.
Like, which would pretty much describe you, I guess. But
No, dude, I'm Puerto Rican.
Okay.
100%, yeah.
Right on.
So I get to not be white.
Jealous, am
no,
I?
No. It's whatever, it's all good. Yeah. But I mean, yeah, dude, like, I mean, a lot of times, like, just like, that urban sort of music is just, like, some of the most, like, hype energy-wise, and, like, I feel like anyone can get down to it. I definitely throw, like, a lot of that vibe into sets, you know, sneak it in with some house tunes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's cool, though, being in Lawrence, because we are close to, like, you know, pretty reputable, you know, hip-hop scene in KC.
Yeah, no doubt.
And Lawrence, of course.
Yeah. Lawrence has a good history.
But how much do you know, vibe off that? And, you know, how much are you inspired by stuff that's happening hip-hop and rap-wise in the area?
Oh, I really didn't follow it too much in the area. Like, I really like Sean's last record.
No Tech N9ne remix dropping anytime
soon? No, definitely not. Oh, man, I'm a player. Tech N9ne, what a crazy dude. I haven't been too crazy on too much local hip-hop. It's just never been, like, a scene I've been into. My hip-hop tastes are pretty limited. I just, like, listen to Biggie and Lil Weezy and stuff like that.
It ebbs and flows.
Yeah, it does, indeed. Yeah, for sure.
I don't think Biggie's doing any local shows.
No, he's not.
Soon.
He's not. But I mean, that's
still Wheezy. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Wheezy just played Kansas City.
Okay.
On Friday.
Did you check out?
No. I was. I don't know what I was doing.
I heard good things.
Yeah, I'm sure it was great.
So, what is you also do Tap Room sometimes?
Yeah, yeah. No,
what's that all like?
Yeah, I mean, I really like the Tap Room as like a place to do a party. Just in general, I've had some pretty fun shows there. DJed the we set up a Mastercraft after party, like me and three other DJs in the Tap Room, and they just came through. They played at Liberty Hall with some other people, but they ended up coming to the Tap Room like after their show, and they ended up like DJing at our spot. They kind of blew it up a little bit, but that's okay.
Now, just for people who might not understand what kind of blew it up a little bit means, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, I mean, like, I don't want to like talk shit.
Because I could hear it go both ways.
Yeah, I kind of guess meant it.
Because to me, that's like good. Like, yeah, blew it up.
They kind of, I guess they did both. Like, they blew up the spot because, like, it added so much cred. Because, like, they're there at the after party and, like, whatever. But then, like, you know, like, I didn't get to DJ at all because they, like, blew up the spot.
So it's kind of like, yo, that's bad, which could mean good.
Yeah, yeah. Same. I think that word could be used too for this.
So
situation.
Basically, this scene just likes to kind of fuck with people.
Yeah, yeah.
With the slang, at least.
I like the slang. I can't help it. it just comes out.
Cool. Maybe you can introduce the one that we're rocking right now.
Oh yeah, this is the third track on the EP. It's called "Make You Love Me." Got Missy Elliott on the bootlegged hook. Yeah.
Cool. How's Missy feel about that?
She doesn't know. I'm sure she'd be pleased to find out.
So, challenge question time.
Ruh-roh.
What's the worst night you've ever had at Neon?
Well, I mean, it kind of ruined my night. It's probably worst experience at Neon, because, I mean, I know, like, Edwin and Stevie, the boys who've been doing it forever, they've definitely, like, gotten in, like, fist fights and shit after, you know? So, like, their worst is probably way worse than my worst. But I had this, like, really... like, this really persistent, like, blonde girl hassling me, like, sort of all night to, like, play hip-hop, you know, like, and I was like, all right, I mean, like, it's not, like, strictly what this thing's about, but, like, I'll play some hip-hop. So I played some, like, sort of hip-hop shit and, like, whatever. I kind of forgot about her until, like, later on in the night, you know, it's probably, like, 12:30, and there's a bunch of kids there, like, dancing and getting down, and I'm up there DJing again, and she came up and, like, was really up in my face and, like, yelling at me about how, like, I didn't play hip-hop and, like... how, like, she was like, you're on coke, and I was like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm not on coke. She's like, you are, and everyone out there is on ecstasy. And I was like, I doubt anyone out there is on ecstasy. And you know, she just, like, got in my face and yelled at me for a long time, you know, how, like, you know, I'm used to going to, like, the Hawk and blah blah blah, and, like, it's like, well, there's your problem. But so she, like, you know, flipped her shit, and then, but later on she came up and apologized to me, which was kind of weird. But
you might have been on Coca-Cola with that whole X on your hands thing.
Yeah, I know.
I Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, no.
23 flavors of ecstasy.
Hell yeah. The 23 dose.
So what's up next, you know, now that you got the CP out?
Word. Well, there's a blog run from, like, a bunch of kids in New York called Palms Out Sounds. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's sort of a bigger blog, but they've since become a label, and they have, like, you know, probably 5 releases under their belt, but they're putting out a single I did with this girl B from Chicago. She like raps, and there's a remix single of that coming out sometime soon. I have like a second EP of material done for Think Twice, the guys who put out this EP, and that's coming out within the next few months. Then more recorded material with B that's also going to come out on Palms Out way later. And I don't know, I'm just finishing up some demos to shop around, I guess.
Cool. Sounds like a busy year.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Trying
Hopefully.
To stay busy.
You think you'll be in Lawrence for the foreseeable future?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I got like another minute till I'm done with school and stuff, and sort of landed a baller pad that I'm not really ready to give up yet.
Oh, where's that at?
Just like a few blocks away, like on 8th in New York.
It's Excellent.
Like a big baller house with like a huge yard, and it's a good spot.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming by and bringing all the hot new remixes.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, no doubt, dude.
It's much appreciated. Anything else you want the people of Lawrence to know?
I don't know.
No. We'll let you think about that for a second
okay.
while we rock this. All right, Iggy, you want to roll the end credits?
Yeah, yeah. So I couldn't think of anything to do except do some shout-outs. So, like, what's up to my mom, Botnet Hive, Think Twice Camp, Neon Crew, Gloomplex, Excuse Us, and all the homies and fam that aren't easier to mention than, like, a few phrases. So
right on.
What's up?
For me, I just want to shout-out Toad the Wet Sprocket.
Nice.
And,
I'm gonna shout out T-Pain as well.
T-Pain.
Yeah.
I think that's it. We covered them all.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Oh, I want to shout out you too.
Thanks.
For coming on in.
I'll shout you out. What's up?
Thanks.
That's
we could just continue shouting each other out.
Yeah, dude. This is gonna be perfect for the podcast remix though.
Yeah.
This end bit, this B-roll.
Definitely.
What's up?
Cutting room floor, hopefully.
Oh, bummer. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.